South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelow with the Morning Team. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Rob. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, David.
Kyle is our special guest co-host today. He was the high bidder at the Plymouth Rotary Auction. And Kyle is a financial advisor, Kyle Johnston, with 1620 Investment Advisors in Plymouth. Great to have you here, Kyle.
Excited to be here.
All right, so this is our tech guy, David Snell from AxSmart IT in Wareham. He's been our tech guy for a long time, David. I don't want to. We've both been here a while now.
But let's just say decades.
Yeah, it's decades we've been working together. All right.
It's a good run.
It is indeed, because there's always stuff to talk about every week. And this time we're talking about China cracking down on scams, not just the ones hitting Americans. Okay, what's this all about, David?
So it was an interesting headline I read a week or so ago that China's cracking down on scams in their country. They're clamping down on fraud, but it's not really doing much for us. It's not clamping down on the fraud hitting Americans. What they've done is they've arrested fraud suspects. They've got high profile extraditions from Southeast Asia, and they're showing large drops in reported scam losses inside China.
Okay, so why doesn't that translate then?
Well, they're showing a lot of drops in their own country, but it doesn't translate because the Chinese scammers have now moved out of China to places like Cambodia and Myanmar.
Oh, boy.
And they're still attacking the U.S. with fever. So it's interesting in that they're showing a loss, like a 30% decline in scam losses. And last year alone in the U.S., we reported $17.7 billion in cyber-enabled scam losses.
Oh.
And that's almost certainly an undercount because that's not all reported.
Wow. So this is the government of China cracking down, you know, in their home country, obviously, to cut down on scammers there. And so you're saying the scammers just kind of packed up and found a new place to operate from.
Exactly. And it's probably part of that is that China has moved the scammers there, so they look like the better partner for controlling cyber criminals, but let's not be fooled by what they're doing.
Okay, yeah. So how do we, in terms of, you know, work on this kind of issue here in the U.S.?
Yeah, so the simplest things that we can do are the things we talk about all the time. Slow down and verify independently. If you're unsure, call the person that you know to talk about this, or even call a person back on a known number. You just don't want to take the person who calls you out of the blue to be a true blue helper and wanting to help you.
Mm, that's great. And Kyle, you must see a lot of, I know you deal with as a financial advisor, right? People being scammed. Or anytime people have money since the beginning of time, someone tries to find a way to get your money.
Exactly. We see it all the time. A lot of phishing emails. There's fraudulent text messages that go out to clients these days for people pretending to be Schwab or Fidelity. And, you know, a lot of the things that David mentioned are the same things that we tell our clients. It's always like a hurried thing, right? Like you have until tomorrow to respond or whatever it might be. And we always tell them, slow down. Scams often are trying to hurry you. And if you get something unexpected, give us a call.
Wow. You know, I've been hearing...
Exactly.
It's so important. David or Kyle, do you know if this is... I was hearing about... they were saying the AI is getting so better that it can call you and clone your own voice and then call your relative as you. Is that really happening or is that just a scare thing?
It's really happening and it's accelerating, Rob. Yeah. AI voice cloning, real-time language translation, and deep fake videos. We talked about the deep fake videos before.
Yeah.
It's more convincing and harder to stop with AI doing this, even for tech savvy victims. of potential victims.
Yeah. Boy, you know, it makes it so hard, you know, again, when, you know, Kyle, sometimes you're advising someone, you know, anybody late at night to get a phone call saying, you know, I need you to transfer a lot of money to me. And it sometimes might be a distant relative and you're not sure, saying, oh, I have your son or your grandson here. But now if it sounds like you, you know, if Kyle or me, I'm calling my mom and it sounds like me, you can't blame her for maybe doing something. But, you know, that's just awful. I don't know how you fight against that. But, you know, maybe come up, like you said, David, to have like a code word or something like that.
Exactly. So, I don't know, you probably saw it on today's news about a 75-year-old woman who was potentially scammed. But she got smart. She went to her neighbors and talked about it. They, in fact, called the police. And when the scammers came to collect the $25,000 that they wanted, the police were there to arrest both the scammer and the accomplice in the car.
Oh.
It was an interesting story this morning.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Put them in prison.
There we go.
There we go. Lock them up. I like that. Is so great when a scammer is found. I like that. So it makes me happy. Now, David, the other thing I wanted to ask is what China is doing in terms of cutting down the crackdown. Is that something that our government could do? Do you know the type of the ways you're doing it or the tools? Does that make sense to have? Have we ever done kind of a crackdown? I mean, I imagine they're always trying to knock them out, right?
Always trying to crack down on them. And we're using the same tools that they use because the tools are readily available. The challenge is that, you know, they keep moving their base of operation. So it's hard to block them based on location. And it's hard to track them because they're always moving their organizations around to different countries to, in fact, keep us on our toes. So it's up to us to protect ourselves, Rob. It's really, we can't expect the government to do everything for us.
Yeah. Let's see. Randy wants to know, is China behind the Zoom info calls I get? Is Zoom info calls, is that something people are getting?
I haven't heard about the Zoom info calls, but
have you heard anything, Kyle, about that?
Yeah. So Zoom info is a software used by sales personnel, and they, I think, use alternative data to get contact information. So I'm not sure if he's referring to getting calls from salespeople who are, you know, leveraging that software. I know my wife got a call on her cell phone the other morning looking for me. And we were both wondering how, you know, she ended up getting the call. But
wow.
So I'm not.
I don't know.
It gets
harder and harder, David, and scarier and scarier. And so I guess the point is, you know, since we've been doing since the beginning of time, it's really just staying vigilant, right? And again, like you talked about, taking it, you know, a moment to pause, like you know, like that woman did, you know, going to their neighbor, right, David?
Exactly. That's what we need to do, is slow down and make sure the person that we're dealing with is a person of reputable character, someone we'd like to deal with. Now, at the end of the article on my blog, there's a link to download our scam safety checklist.
Oh, great. Okay.
Pam and I put this together yesterday. It's got 8 different things that family should do to help protect themselves. And it's not just for older folks. It's for parents. It's for kids. Anyone who answers a phone or answers a door, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like a good item to have, the old magnet to the side of the fridge or up on your bulletin board. You know, keep it and print it out for your family and friends, right?
Definitely.
Good idea. All right. So download the scam safety checklist. David, where can people go to find all this?
They should go to axsmartit.com, click on my blog link, and it's right there at the bottom. It's a PDF. It's clean and healthy for you, so don't be afraid to take it.
I like it. David Snell, Axsmart IT in Wareham. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, David.
AxsmartIT.com.